Our next speaker is a representative in the assembly for this district, the 76th district, Madison, Wisconsin. She was the political director of Planned Parenthood. She has become a rising star in Wisconsin politics. She got all of her female colleagues out on the floor to shame the Republicans when they were shutting down access to birth control and abortion for the women of Wisconsin by telling their personal stories. You've never seen such an embarrassed group of gentlemen as the colleagues of Chris Taylor. Representative Chris Taylor stepped up when Mark Pocan went on to Congress, and she became the Progressive Magazine's woman at ALEC, the American Legislative Exchange Council. She joined ALEC, one of the few Democrats to do so, and has attended their conferences and reports regularly on the doings in this dating service between corporations and Republican state representatives. So I would like to welcome, please join me in welcoming the fabulous Chris Taylor.
Everybody, I'm Representative Chris Taylor, and I am proud to represent the 76th Assembly District, which you're sitting in. How many people are from the neighborhood? Raise your hand. All right. I love it. I love it. Well, what a beautiful day. The sun shines when progressives get together. We know that. You know, I never thought I would be a politician. In 2011, I was the public policy director for Planned Parenthood. Let's give it up for them. And by the way, their approval ratings are a lot higher than Congress. I also had a new baby. But then came Scott Walker and the attack on workers and women and children. And I had to do something. And my seat in my neighborhood that was formerly held by the wonderful Joe Parisi, who got elected to Dane County exec, was open. And so I thought, should I run? So guess who I went to talk to? Our wonderful then Congresswoman, Tammy Baldwin. Now a fabulous US Senator. And I said, Tammy, do you think it would be a little crazy for me to run for state assembly when I have a new baby? And she said, Chris, why do you think we have so many bad policies about young children? There aren't enough women at the table who have young children. So I took her advice. She gives good advice. I'd highly recommend consulting her if you ever need any advice. She gives good advice. I'd highly recommend consulting her if you ever need any advice. And here I am, with you all here today. And just as Senator Baldwin was with me, friends, I'm just gonna be blunt. People say I don't talk like a politician, and I say you're darn straight, I don't. But I'm blunt, and that's my way. You all, we are facing, and you know this, but it is an unprecedented attack on our children and on women in this state and in our country. Walker and these Tea Party legislators right up here in our Capitol and in Congress have captured our state. And we gotta take it back, and that's why we're here today. They wanna privatize public education. Well, Wisconsin was the first state to have public kindergarten. We've always led the nation in making sure our kids got a good public education. And while they refuse to provide adequate funding for our 871,000 public school children, Republicans gave a $2 billion tax cut, tax giveaway to their millionaire friends. And they increase money going to their private school special interests. That's their priority. You and our children are not. Over the next decade, the failed voucher school experiment, which has failed, you all. Voucher schools didn't do what the Republicans said they would do. They didn't improve academic performance. They didn't improve graduation rates. But despite that, these Republicans just passed a budget that will siphon off an additional $800 million over the next decade from our public schools. Boo. And our public schools are getting over $1,000 less than its state funding for each child than they did in 2008, despite the fact that 78% of Wisconsinites don't want cuts to public education. As our public school children get crumbs, the private school vouchers get caviar. It's a windfall for the private school special interests led by the American Federation for Children. It seems that our children need to hire an ALEC lobbyist or get a super PAC in order for them to be heard by this legislature. And these groups are handsomely rewarded. Just like the Republicans handsomely reward the gun industry. As our children get gunned down in their first grade classrooms and in movie theaters, and while sitting on their grandfather's laps, policymakers do nothing. How many more children have to be murdered before lawmakers get some courage to stand up to the NRA? We need more common sense gun measures, like background checks, not less. But Republicans, their response is to repeal our 48-hour waiting period for handgun purchases. That's what they want to do, and that's what they did. Enough is enough. Stop messing with our kids. If you want to hear a mama bear roar, you just keep poking her cubs with a stick. And my gosh, these Republicans keep poking our children with a stick. So I want to hear you mama bears roar, and you papa bears, and you grandfather bears. We got to stand up for our kids, because if we don't, nobody will. Besides picking on kids, the Republicans in our state and around the country are waging the most coordinated, vicious, unrelenting attack against women that I can remember. It seems that Republicans have made a sport out of treating women like second-class citizens. They force invasive ultrasounds on women. They've outlawed abortion at 20 weeks in the most tragic circumstances. And now they want to end all public money for family planning services by defunding Planned Parenthood and other nonprofit family planning clinics. This governor and Republican legislators here and in Congress are willing to sacrifice women's lives for a political soundbite. But these clinics don't even perform abortions, because no public money can be used for abortions. What they're really shutting down is women's access to cervical and breast cancer screening. What they're really shutting down is women's access to birth control, which reduces the incidence of abortion. You would think they'd want to do that. But what they're really doing is shutting women down. Make no mistake about it, when politicians relentlessly attack Planned Parenthood, they're really going after us. They're really going after women and the health care that we need to enjoy being full citizens and exercising our own constitutional rights. The Assembly Health Committee, just this week up in the Capitol, passed two new bills that will cut funding for birth control at family planning clinics around Wisconsin. And many of these are small rural family planning clinics that are not going to survive these cuts. The seven Republican committee members who passed these bills had a bad case of PMS. They were pale, male, and stale. And don't tell me they haven't relied on birth control at some point in their lives. They don't have 10 kids, and when I asked them if they'd raise their hand if they were abstinent, they didn't raise their hands. Republican men want to decide what health care women can receive, and they want to control our bodies and our lives, and we must never let that happen. You know, Governor Walker was right about one thing. We do need a wall built, but it's not between the U.S. and Canada. It's between women's bodies and the Republican Party. And why I don't like quoting Donald Trump, there is one play out of Trump's playbook we must take. Scott Walker, you're fired. Legislative teabaggers, you're fired. Many of these oppressive laws that are being passed in our state, they're not coming from the people of the state. They certainly don't help the people of the state. And we all know Scott Walker doesn't have an original thought in his head. No, this Republican agenda is brought to us by the American Legislative Exchange Council, or ALEC. Model policies pushed by ALEC become the law in Wisconsin. I know, because following in the footsteps of our wonderful Congressman Mark Pocan, who started going to their meetings, I joined and started going to their meetings. And I've seen the ALEC machine firsthand. And it's smashing up our rights and mowing down our democracy. So, y'all, they got lots of money. They got a strong national infrastructure. But they do have a fatal flaw. Thankfully, they have a fatal flaw. When I went to my first ALEC conference, a conservative lobbyist told me about an ALEC effort to try to amend our federal constitution to limit and slash the power of the federal government. When I stated that I didn't think the American people would go for this scheme, he replied, "Well, we control enough state governments. We have all the corporate money we need. We don't really need the people." They think the people don't matter, but we know that they do. Scott Walker and these legislative Republicans, they are the ultimate dividers, but the people are the ultimate deciders. And that's you all. We must make sure people know that. But we also must make sure that we as progressive have a big, bold vision for our state that inspires people to join us in taking action. We must work together inclusively to harness the collective power of the people, not to go back to where we were, not to go back to the state that we were, but to move our state forward towards creating the state we want, where government creates opportunities to improve the lives of all people. We need to dream big, and we need to act boldly, just like Georgia Congressman John Lewis, who in the spring of 1965 was a young student organizer, helping to organize a march for voting rights from Selma, Alabama to Montgomery, Alabama. But as the marchers approached the Selma Bridge, there were hundreds of heavily armed state troopers on the other side of that bridge. Those marchers knew that if they went over that bridge, they would be beaten. Some may even be killed. And guess what? They went over that bridge anyway. They didn't make it to Montgomery that time or the second time, but they made it the third time, and they had 25,000 people marching with them. We have to keep crossing those bridges, you all, to create the state we want so that we, too, can change the course of history. We have to keep crossing those bridges until women aren't humiliated and degraded by government and have the ability to control our own lives. We have to keep crossing those bridges until the racial inequities that we see in our state are eliminated. We have to keep crossing those bridges until workers' rights are restored and living wage is a reality for all working people. And we have to keep crossing those bridges for our children towards the state where everyone has an opportunity to succeed and enjoy true freedom. Are you with me? Yeah. We know that we're with the people, and the people are with us, because the people united will never be defeated. Say it with me. The people united will never be defeated. The people united will never be defeated. Thank you all. It's been a pleasure.
All right. Thank you, Chris Taylor.